This is a letter dictated to State Farm Insurance, addressed to State Farm Claims, P.O. Box 106, 171, Atlanta, Georgia, 30348-6171. Policy number 533-6733-A07-43N-002. This is in reference to claim number 43-71-D0-38G. Date of occurrence July 10, 2024. Name of the insured, Ajit Dave. New paragraph. Dear sir, on July 10th, my wife Bina was traveling eastward on West Parker Road in Plano. Coming home, she took a tollway, and by the time she reached home, she had a phone call from a police asking her to come back, telling her that she may have had a hit and run accident. So she asked me, and we decided to go to meet the police at junction of West Parker and Tollway in the parking lot of Maggiano, M-A-G-G-I-A-N-O, Italian restaurant. It was barely 15 to 20 minutes that it took for her to reach home from her destination while traveling on West Parker Road, and it was surprising that the phone call was so quick. Nonetheless, we made it to the site where a cab was waiting with a African-American lady in her mid-30s, looks like. Before we went there, I checked my wife's car, which is Audi Q3. Indeed, on the passenger side in the front, there was some smudge of the white color. So apparently, there was some contact between two cars. New paragraph. When we reached at Maggiano Italian restaurant's parking lot, the cop asked my wife if she's all right, and he also asked the lady, her name was Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, last name Barker. So cop asked Diana Barker if she was fine too. She said she's fine. He made sure nobody was hurt. At that point, he says that since nobody is injured and nobody is having any issue, just exchange the insurance card, driver's licenses, and there is no need for making a police report. And he said he will take off from there. So while the cab was still there, I gave Diana my insurance policy and my wife's driver's license. She also pulled out her driver's license and said that she does not have insurance policy with her. She will email it. New paragraph. Subsequently, I told her that there was just smudge of blue color on her car, which was a Mercedes GLA 250, and by rubbing, it would be taken off. If she so chooses, I could have her I could, sorry, I could get it fixed, realizing that it was just smudge and rubbing would take off the color, which she agreed. New paragraph. Then I call her and ask her if she won't want me to get her car fixed. She said, well, she will let me know. 2-3 days passed, and then she all of a sudden calls me saying that I did not call her, and so now she is going to turn in the claim unless I pay her repair for the car. And she said it will be about $2,800. At that point, I told her that I never offered her to pay anything for the repair. I just, as a courtesy, offered her to get it repaired, since I saw it was very superficial color. And on my car, I was able to take off with alcohol, and I was planning to do the same thing with her car. At no point I told her that it was my wife's fault or that it was her fault. Anyway, she submitted the claim. Subsequently, I was able to send the picture of both the car with license plate to State Farm, and also I was able to pull out history about Diana Barker. She has had several, she has had several aliases and different names. She also has few citations from the police department on account of her unsafe driving. New paragraph. So it is not clear what happened while both the cars were close by, but apparently the front of the car touched each other, and there was smudge of color on both the car. My car had white smudge since her car was white, and her car had a blue smudge since my car's color was blue. New paragraph. However, it was just smudge, and it was taken off very easily with just rubbing with alcohol, and same would have been possible with her car. Nevertheless, she got a big estimate and submitted to the State Farm Insurance on my policy. New paragraph. Apparently, I feel that this was a staged accident. Otherwise, how a cop would appear in 10-15 minutes? Normally, the cops don't even bother to show up when there is no significant accident, and especially no injury. But in this case, he happens to show up within 15-20 minutes and called my wife. New paragraph. Also, looking at Diana Barker's history, she has several aliases and she has had several citations, including unsafe driving by police department in Ohio. New paragraph. I tried to draw this to attention of the adjuster Samantha of State Farm on several occasions. However, she never returned my phone call. At least I must have called her 5-6 times. One time she tried to reach me when I was with a patient. I told her to call back in 5 minutes. She never did return my call. I have also brought this I have also brought this to the attention of my State Farm agent in Denton, and they also have forwarded my evidences to Samantha, the adjuster. New paragraph. I feel that statement is not taking this seriously. especially the State Farm adjuster. Her name is Samantha Zuniga, Z-U-N-I-G-A. And I request State Farm to please look into this matter and take corrective action. I do not accept this as my wife's responsibility of this claim, since it is he says and she says. My wife did not even feel the collision, and apparently the claimant Diana Barker alleges that she touched her car. However, if my wife would have known right then, she would have stopped. So apparently this was very trivial touching of the car, leaving some smudge of color and nothing more than that. Definitely there could not be any physical injury resulting from that, and I would request State Farm to please investigate. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave.